Good morning. Thank you so much for being here, especially our visitors. There was a governor in Rome, a Roman governor in a province called Bithynia, and his name was Pliny the Younger, and he was a prolific writer, wrote lots of letters, and he's credited for giving a lot of secular history about the Roman Empire. It's been very beneficial to secular historians. But one of the letters he wrote was about some of the Christians that he had to deal with in that province, which is modern-day Turkey today. And he said, these Christians, they meet at dawn to sing a hymn to Christ as God. They meet at dawn to sing a hymn to Christ as God. And he's not worthy for our sake of mentioning, because he was treacherous and he put many Christians to death, is my understanding. But my only mention of that is because that's one example that secular history mentions how Christians have been singing for a long time since the start of the church. And we know the familiar passages to us in Colossians and Ephesians. Paul wrote commanding that the singing would be a part of the services. And we have examples of it in the book of Acts. And as we just sang to one another a song, I'd like to use as really an outline of our lesson today. And it's this one that we just sang, Take Time to Be Holy. Christians need to be holy. Let me give credit to these gentlemen right here. W.D. Longstreet wrote the words and George Stebbins wrote the music. And they're the ones that really we should always examine songs to see the scriptural validity of the songs. And this one, I believe, I hope you'll see at the end of the next 30 minutes or so that this is a reliable song in its scriptural backing. But Christians, children of God, should be holy. Holy meaning set apart. The word sanctified is a good synonym for holiness. And set apart in what way? Well, as children of God, to be peculiar, to be set apart for His sake and for His glory and His benefit. But really, the emphasis of this lesson this morning is about taking time. Taking time. And the song itself is full of many examples of how we need to take that time. Like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your behavior, because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And many other passages we could look about the significance of our emphasis on being set apart for the sake of Christ. But let's look at, this is the lesson essentially, three things. The need to take time to be holy, the way to take time, and really the benefits of taking time. And the first two won't take too long. The benefits of taking time is really the great blessings we have when we seek this holiness, when we pursue holiness. How important is holiness? Well, it's important enough that we take that time out of our lives. This is an obvious thing, but I think this lesson today, using this song as a basis, may be helpful to us to see better and to kind of unpack the words that are in this song. The first one is this passage, the words we just read, and I'll put the words of the song in blue today on this PowerPoint. No one would argue with this point, I don't believe, how the world is rushing on. I've often wondered if it's worse today because of our devices and all this stuff. God's, you know, not biased towards us today. I think at any given time, people could waste their time or be caught up in things, just like we are today. So I think we're probably, yes, we do have more things at our fingertips and more ways to lose these margins in our life. But our lives are definitely fast-paced and very hectic. They're filled with a lot of activities that consume a lot of our times. And here's a passage or two just to emphasize that. We know that in James chapter 4, this is really a setting of like a business person who said, come now today, you say, today or tomorrow we'll go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You're just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. This is like a businessman back in Israel. And in those times, there were a lot of, you know, cities being built. And he's evidently could be standing over a map and saying, I'm going over there. And I'm going to engage in, a lot of times in those days, if you were a Jew, you'd be welcome as a free citizen to come into a city because you would bring commerce and money. And you'd be welcome there. But yet, James is saying, hold on. You know, you don't know what your life will be like. It's like your life is like a vapor. Psalm 39:5, behold, you've made my days as handbreadths, and my lifetime is nothing in your sight. Surely every man at his best is a mere breath. Of course, our life's longer than a breath. But the emphasis is to say that's how fast it'll go. That's how fast our life will go. Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. I jumped ahead, sorry. The point is so clear, though, that time moves on so quickly. The presumption of this song, though, is that you've got to stop and take the time to be holy. That's the emphasis, I believe, is that it's not just going to come to us naturally, that we're going to slow down because time itself, the life, all the busyness of life is going to run past us, and our life will go by so quickly if we don't take the time. And thus I pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. No one will see the Lord if we don't take the time to pursue, to take the time actively to pursue it. You know, holiness is the fruit of service to God. That's the blessing and the benefit that comes as a result of seeking holiness. Having been freed from sin and enslaved to God, you derive your benefit. We're going to talk a lot more about benefits in just a few minutes. Resulting in sanctification, a synonym for holiness, and the outcome, eternal life. The benefits of pursuing this holiness is that we bear that fruit in our life. And holiness needs to be perfected. So it's not something that's going to happen instantly to us. 2 Corinthians 7:1 is the context of how if you become a Christian, some things have to stop that may have been in your life. And Paul's thought is really in the prior chapter, but it concludes in this chapter, verse 7 and verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we've got to take time to be holy, and it needs to be a priority in our lives. So really, how does one take time? What are the ways that we do this, that we take time to be holy? The song would encourage us, going back to some of the words of the song, one of the things is to abide in Him always. Abide in Him always, and to spend much time in secret. That was supposed to be blue, with Jesus alone. But we know that we're so familiar with this song. It's just a beautiful song. Encourages us to abide with Him. What does that mean? How do we abide with Him and spend much time in secret? We obviously know one of the ways is prayer. And they encourage us in the song to speak oft with thy Lord, and forgetting in nothing His blessings to seek. So it has to be a part of our lives, prayer does. And of course, the other side of that same coin is to feed on His Word. We must just ask ourselves, do we take the time to be with the Lord through prayer, through the Word of God? A couple of scriptures, Hebrews 4:14-16. We have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. We hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our lives are so busy, we forget that God's welcoming us, and He wants us to approach Him with confidence. One other passage, Hebrews 7:25, therefore He's able to save forever those who draw near to Him through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. So prayer, God welcomes and draws us in through His prayers. What about seeking after Him through His Word? Jesus said, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. In these, it is these that testify about Me. And a very familiar passage about feeding off of the Word of God like newborn babes. Long for the pure milk of the Word so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. If you've tasted the kindness of the Lord, I've often thought that passage is really about when you're a babe in Christ. But it's all of us need to have an attitude to be like newborn babes, always, always seeking God. So how do we seek holiness? Well, it's through prayer and through the Word of God. And what's another way? Well, the song would indicate, and I believe all of us understand this, and we know this, is it's through spending time with others. And the song says, make friends with God's children. So it includes fellowship with other Christians, which the early Christians did, as we know. They continually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, the breaking of bread and to prayer, Acts 2:42. And the result of that is faithfulness, basically. We consider how to stimulate one another to love and, whoops, let's go back one. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 2 through 12 through 14, the benefit of us coming together to spending time with one another. There's many blessings. The encouragement that what we, down a little bit in that verse, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end. So many passages about this, but this one specifically talks about it in a negative way as well as in a positive way. What happens if we don't take the time to come together regularly with one another and to spend time with one another? We won't be hardened by the deceitfulness of sins. And then the passage we're very familiar with, how when we come together regularly, as frequently as the church can come together, this benefits us more than if we cannot come together. How to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. So the song is accurate, I believe, and it's very true. But it also includes service to our fellow men, I believe. When it says, help those who are weak, and scriptures support this idea also, we urge you, brethren, 1 Thessalonians 5, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people as Christians. And of course, the emphasis is on those who are the household of faith, but especially those of the household of faith. But again, do good to all people, Paul wrote to the Galatians in chapter 6 and verse 10. And our abilities, we should... this is so good. 1 Peter 4, verses 10 and 11, along the same line about serving our fellow men. As each one has received a special gift, employed in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whoever speaks, it is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves, it is to do so as the one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So we've got to serve all mankind, especially those of the household of faith. And we just don't need to be so busy that we don't have the time to be with brethren and to help others as we have opportunity. What are the benefits of taking time to be holy? The song addresses this, basically the blessings that come. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The latter part of this verse, the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus as you seek to be set aside, set apart for God's service. Through frequent meditation on God's word, we're blessed. The other day, I think Les cited this particular verse in Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He'll be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and whatever he does, he prospers. When we meditate upon God's word, we'll also be blessed with renewed strength. The songwriter said, each thought and each motive beneath his control. And it's a process. We live our lives seeking God. This is a process that'll happen in our lives. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Romans chapter 8, verses 12 and 13. Thought that was on there, but it's not. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. He would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man. That's another lesson about God strengthening us through his spirit, through spiritually strengthening us. Ephesians chapter 3 and 20 and 21 in the same context there. Now to him who's able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. God's Spirit dwells within us to the extent that we serve him, and that Spirit, God's Spirit, through the Word of God and becoming his child, grows stronger and stronger and gives us the strength. We have a greater realization of God's love. Led by his Spirit to fountains of love. Hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. All of these things are benefits that come. And the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22, is love and joy and peace and patience and kindness. These are all blessings that come. And it's great motivation to take time out of our busy lives to be holy, to seek after God. You'll become more Christ-like. Like him thou shalt be, we sang a few minutes ago. Jesus explained this in Luke chapter 6 and in verse 40. He said, a pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he's been fully trained will be like his teacher. That's in any setting. But how blessed we are in this setting. This is really foreordained by God. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29, those he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, so they would be the firstborn among many brethren. You know, a transformation is noticed by others. Thy friends in thy conduct his likeness shall see. What did the songwriter mean by that? Scripture would support this idea, I believe. This is from Acts chapter 4 and verse 13, and it's Peter and John. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. What does that mean? They could tell by the influence that Jesus had on them, that they were not the same. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 15, Paul wrote to Timothy, take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so your progress will be evident to all. The blessings of seeking God's holiness are things that will be obvious to other folks. and the result of giving yourself to these things. One other benefit, prepared for greater service. It's really the last verse we sang a few minutes ago. Thou soon shall be fitted for service above. What does that mean? We can see in Revelation chapter 7 and verse 15, for this reason they're before the throne of God and they serve him day, night and day in his temple. We, as Christians, in the hereafter, will serve him night and day in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them. That's from Revelation 7:15. In Revelation 22, verse 3, there'll no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him. And indeed, we'll reign with Christ and God forever and ever. Revelation 22, verse 5, no longer any night. They'll have no need of the light of a lamp nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. That's the greater service we'll be fitted for. It's really a great motivation. As we sing these songs to one another, I know I don't gather all the thoughts that I think the writer meant for us to be, but it's all the songs we sing are full of motivation and encouragement for one another. But this one in particular, the point of this morning really is just we need to remember to take time to be holy. And the question we got to ask ourselves, you know, the world's rushing on, and it's like a breath, a hand breath. Everybody want to take a big, that's how fast. God wants us to view the world as going by, and we don't want the opportunities to slip away, to serve him and to seek him and to seek his holiness. Our time is very short in this life. We've got to have our priorities straight. Remember, we need to take the time to be holy. Are you taking the time? Are you making the time? If you are, you'll be blessed by the benefits of that. And we must do this if we desire the blessings. That's the point of the lesson. Take the time. Take the time and experience all the blessings on this earth and the eternal blessings after this song. Thank you, Dave, for singing that song. I had him wedge that in on his song service this morning. And I hope every time we sing that song from now on, we'll better understand the meaning of it, and we'll understand the significance of slowing down and doing these things that are so crucial to our spiritual growth. One thing, if you've never taken the time to respond to the gospel, this is a time that can happen. To obey the Lord and to become a Christian and to be immersed in water and rise to walk in a new life, forgiving you with your sins forgiven. If anyone has that desire, or if there's any other desires that anyone has to bring before the church, this is a time to do so as we stand and sing this invitation song.